Another milestone today in the country at the center of the European debt crisis. Greece's parliament today approved the first balanced budget in decades as the country emerges from a deep economic depression. Reporter Joanna Kakissis joins us from Athens. And Joanna, the Greek prime minister called this a historic moment. How significant is it?
Well, it's been so long since Greece actually had a balanced budget, and so the prime minister wants to take credit for it. He wants to show the world, and especially Greece's creditors, that this country is on the road to economic recovery after almost imploding a couple of years ago. But whether this budget is significant or not remains to be seen, because the country's creditors from the Eurozone and the International Monetary Fund must also approve it, and it's not clear yet that they will do so.
And we remember, of course, that Greece got a $300 billion bailout in 2010. How much of that has been paid back at this point? And how confident are those creditors that Greece is not going to have to put more austerity measures in place?
So far, Greece has paid back about $8.3 billion, and that's to the International Monetary Fund. That's all. The European Union loans still have a grace period. And so the question is, will there be more austerity measures? Well, that's what the debate is about now. The Samaras government has been very, very rosy in its predictions of growth next year. If the economy grows, then Greece will make goals that its creditors are demanding. But if there's no growth, then the government will have to introduce more austerity measures just to balance the books.
And we know just how painful those austerity measures have already been. And a lot of Greeks still very angry that they've been forced to do that in order to get their economy back on track.
It's been very, very painful. Greece has lost a quarter of its GDP. Disposable incomes have dropped by a third, and that's led to an increase in poverty. Greece actually has the highest rate of children living in poverty in the developed world. The Greek economy has grown for the first time in 6 years, and that's obviously good news. But the unemployment rate is still at Great Depression levels. So on the ground, it certainly doesn't feel like things are getting better.
Not even for people who are looking for work, they're not able to find jobs still?
No, not really. The unemployment rate has dropped a couple of percentage points, and the government has really been touting that. But it's still at 26%.
Wow.
That's the highest in the Eurozone. So the lack of jobs is one reason why more and more Greeks are supporting the left-wing party, Syriza, which claims it will revive Greece without austerity.
All right. Joanna Kakissis joining us from Athens. Joanna, thank you.
You're welcome.